Resist the law of the one day to understand them. Because all of this truth among the Amorah, let's start from the beginning again. The Mishnah is that base of Rav says that it's a base of law for the Shabbos, that base of law for the Yom Kippur, you're not permitted to eat all day. And the Lord wants us to say, what's wrong with the base of law for the Shabbos to be Yom Kippur? Just as kosher is going to go, the kosher is shit, it's kosher hand, that's not near. We're not talking about an eagle laying an egg. An eagle is an egg from it. So the eggs are yet to not come there. Let's say you have a hen that's a traitor, has a broken leg. You know, it's a mintar, the hen is a chicken, a kosher animal, but if it has a broken leg and the whole hen is a traitor, even if you shaft it, it won't be permitted to be eaten. If it lays an egg, it'll also be eaten. So we're talking about a kosher hen, that it's a mintar, and it's not a traitor, even a kosher talking about kosher lechem. So what's the problem over here? Why should the bakers and all the shabbos and the yantar be forbidden? The Lord needs more explanation. And we spent an awful lot of time on that to try to figure out what they try to understand what the problem is. It boils down to Gilam Bay, it boils down as follows. There's one opinion, it's a Mishnah, it's a biblical prohibition, it's an Isra Deraisa. It's according to Rabbah, it's an Isra Bachana de Rabbah, whatever that means. And then the other opinions in the Gemara, the other three Jews in the Gemara were that it's only an Isra Deraisa. It's rabbinically prohibited. So the Gemara now quoted a Brahisa. That's what we left off in the middle. Now Gilam Bay, around 7-8 lines from the top. Maitreya, you know, it says Akashid, the right today says the base Hemesh is based on over the Shabbos, the other base is over the Yom Kippur. The rest of the air was laid by the Hemesh Shabbos. Now Yom Kippur, it's Muktzeh, you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to do anything with it. And then it says a little further, with Sefer Asura. And if you have a Sefer, as to whether this base was over the Shabbos or not, you're not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara is Akashid, if you hold that base is over the Shabbos, it's in Yisrael, right? So that's Achon of the Rabbah. We understand the right, it's Sefer the right, Sefer Chumash. But if you hold that basically according to the three out of the four explanations, that a basic shemal that the Shabbos of the Yom Kippur is only a greater than the Rabbanon, it's not an Isra Deraisa, so how can you say that we self if it's forbidden, we have a problem? Say to the Rabbanon, the Kulat, we have a self in greater than the prohibition of the Rabbanon. And you have the right to be naked, so why does the Rabbanon say that it's Seiko Asura? You self that you have to be Machmir. So we've already answered, Seiko Asuram, the Gemara says that line in the Braith is switching the theme. The Braith begins with a Braith Mishan all the Shabbos that it's all about and it looks good and you can't use it for anything. And then the next section of the Braith is continuing Hilchos Beitzos. It goes on to tell you other dinim, other variety of other halachas that may appear in the area of Beitzos. So what could be? If the Beitzos know that from a hen which is a traitor that has a broken leg, what the Beitzos know that from an eagle? But from a non-kosher bird, from a non-kosher cow, then it's also forbidden, and that's certainly a biblical prohibition. That yoking of our is also gets up to since the pig is a bag of mayor, so the milk that it gives out is also that the eagle is an old summer. So the egg that it gives out are also lots of achila. And that, since that's a biblical prohibition, then you say take off to it. It's take their eyes and look at them. In other words, you change the topic. The right to begin with great Christian all the young kids of the shabbos. And then, after the Shul Shaloti Shabbos, you have a period, and then you should start a new paragraph, and now we're talking about Beit HaTrefo, or Beit HaTrefon. Then the Gemara says, so how do you read the next line? And in the Sarva Be'eles, Kula Matur, if you have one Beit HaTrefo, that's also about him. And you got mixed in with 999, 1,000. One Beit HaTrefo got mixed in with 1,000 Beit HaTrefo, so it says that it's not Bottle of Kula Be'eles. We must have talked about this. This right now the Gemara says, Eon of Bishlein Yichik, in the entire Bible, from the beginning to the end, in dealing with the case of the Beit HaShemol, the Beyonders. But then we understand the left line in the Bible, that since the Beit HaShemol, the Beyonders, the Bishabbos is only asked about seeing her that day. And if you wait for the $1,000, just a few hours later, the Beit HaShemol will be permissible, and you'll be allowed to eat it. It's only asked about seeing her on Shabbos, on Yonders. So you're not permitted to use the Bikur Zerah if on Shabbos Yom Kippur. Wait till after Yom Kippur is over. Wait till after Havdalah. That's the principle of Havdalah. You should not hear him. Havdalah be Alek Lezot. We have a thing. What does that mean? So the Gemara sort of implies it. The Gemara never spells it out explicitly, but then it is. I mean, I tell it to you who did that name. Explain to you how on the Gemara. He was the Rosh Hashiva of Balosh. His granddaughter married the Rakhine Sonesh. His son was the Mayor Barina. The two sons. One from the first part was Rakhine Balloon. And the sound of the second one is very, very long. It's very different from each other. So he's only about 60 years in between, yeah? In between the two sons. Yeah, he's a very old man. He lived to the middle of the 90s. the other third that is he married a fashion maid, Berlin, a fashion maid Berlin, and his kids was married to the his sister, and his good sister was the wife of the author of the Aruch HaShulchan. That's true. And the Aruch HaShulchan's daughter was got married to a Swedish daughter. It was sitting, a wealthy man who was sitting alone. And she decided one fine day that he doesn't know how to run. He's an umbrella, so she ran away from him. She ran away from her husband. And she had to hide in the forest for a few weeks because it was against the law. She lived in Russia, it was against the law, so ran away from her husband. It was against the deal of Mahusa, so the police were looking for her. Searching from the forest, they couldn't find her, so she finally ran back to her parents. And she said she's not going to live with the umbrella, she doesn't know how to run. So the father said, why is he not married? He learned all day long. He said, what's the name? He doesn't have to go to work. His father was rich and he took cancer. She said, yeah, he looks over the open Gemara, he doesn't understand a word that he's learning. She doesn't want to live with the Amara. So she was a young girl. She's only 17, 18. So the father said, who says he's going to give you a guest? So who says if you get a guest, who says he's going to be married? So she said, she'd rather remain on her own for the rest of her life rather than live with the Amara. Or he's an Amara, she knows that he doesn't have it. So she insisted she's not going to go back to the husband. And they started writing letters, and they agreed that they gave the gift. And then she was sitting around for a while, and she had, now she looked very hard to get a shirt for a girl in work. It was very difficult, but then so many girls were with the girl. So she couldn't find the shirt. So the Mashulah came from the Balajani Yeshiva, and he told the Aruch HaShulchan that he needs money for the Yeshiva. And then he said, by the way, the Rosh Hashiva's wife said to me, and he was in his 60s or 70s, I think he was in his 70s, and he said, they said, what's this Yeshiva? I said, what's the Yeshiva? That was her uncle. So she was there around, so she popped up and she said, he knows how to learn, I'll marry my uncle. So he said, you should have. He said, you're 50, 60 years old and then you have to learn. He said, he knows how to learn. She looked at him and said, he's a comical. So the wife of the Aruch HaShulchan, they were in the process of moving, that's before he was in the Bible. So guys, what city was he in before? Before he became the Rebbe of the Bible, he was in a little city, in a small city, and it's a Rebbe. So he was busy moving in his position. This was one community to the other. But he said that his wife should go, his wife, the sister of Menasir, having seen a brother in 20, 30 years, that she should go and meet the Menasir, sent letters to the Menasir about the possibility of marrying him. So then he considered, maybe, not a marriage, she's a little baby, see, maybe you try. So the wife went with the daughter to some Lipton to meet her brother, and she was kissing her brother, she hadn't seen him for 30 years, and then he saw the niece, and she saw him. And they decided that they were going to get married. So later on they got married, he was significantly older than her. But from the second wife, they had that man Bariwan. So that man Bariwan wrote a biography of his father that's called Rabbi Jonas Dwayne. And it was printed by the Midrash in one year, he used to send it up on. So in that biography, he writes up the whole story. He writes up the whole story where his mother ran away from the first husband, and she got the guest, and she finally married her uncle, Benedict, because he was a father and whatever. And the son of the Aruch HaShulchan, the first name of one of our Kalkino, whenever he quotes something from the Nitzir, he went to Malosh, he went to Malosh and Yeshiva. Whenever he quotes from the Nitzir, so he calls him Dodi Giti, my uncle, my brother-in-law. The first thing was his uncle, and then he married his sister. The second he was his sister, so he called him Dodi Giti, my uncle, my brother-in-law. So the Nitzir has the Shulam that he said in Malosh and Yeshiva, he printed, it was printed by his Yoshim, he didn't print it for that. It was printed by his descendants. I mean, you might already hear, he explains what's going on. There is a bit of aim about, that's the chakra, where you write the names of chakra. There is a bit of aim about in this in the Hakira. You have permitted to take, if you have a part of special soup, and I take a bottle of Kazakhstan, let's say, Kazakhstan, I'm not permitted to pour in a little bit of trace ingredients, even though I know in advance I'm going to have shishin against it, and I won't be able to taste it. That's prohibited. That's called aim about in this in the Hakira. You might already do that. What happens if it's fell in by accident? I don't want to say, did he have it? A trace ingredient fell in and you have shishin against it and it's saying on the top. Sometimes even when you have shishin against the head, but sometimes it's making top, let's say you throw a little salt that's fit. So let's say you have a concentrate. Now you buy a lot of times you still buy a concentrate that is so strong and so powerful, so even if you have shishin against it, it's still making top. That's exactly the way it's manufactured, that you put in a little schmeck into a big thing. Let's say you put a little cube of rice into a pot full of soup and it's making pot. So you can't say that if it was a tracer cube, you can't say that a tracer chicken soup was like. You put in your shishin against it, you're not going to say it's worth the shishin. You can taste the flavor of the schmuck. But whenever you have a concentrate, it's making time you can taste shishin. There's no question like that. So that's called multi-tabbing of the time.
But usually we assume that if you don't know one way or the other, we assume that the ashish is 60 units of hatred against the one unit of ether, and so blend it together, probably will not be nation found. Normal Mahom is not like a mother, would certainly be a nation found if it serves the point of ashish. But what happens? Look up, see what's forbidden to mix in a trace ingredient, people are not again, so you don't have ashish against it. What happens to the evidence? Tell him by accident, by mistake, a seven or a great, and a very sure made mixture with it. So then if you have shishim and it's not making time, so then you've got it spoken. But what happens if the trace ingredient fell in and you have shishim against it? So it's only going to be forbidden today. His date is shalom with the yom, but it's only also today on Shabbat the yom. If I wait till after Havdalah, then I'll say that it'll be spoken. If Havdalah, you don't have to say it's spoken. If Havdalah, there's no shalom. Everything is written in the ground there. So the Gemara says it's forbidden to rely on people's delay to eat. What's the story over here? There's a basis in all of the yom. And if I mixed up with another 1,000 eggs, now you can identify which is the basis in all of the today, and which for the 999 basis, that's where those who were before yom. So to mix in the eggs, you will have to think of the names that have been discovered on yom, that's the violation of the name of Aten, people will have to do that enough. And now the Gemara adds on another step, even if it fell in, even if it got mixed up by itself. Now I can't identify which egg is which, but I can easily avoid using different varieties by waiting till after Havdalah. Wait till after Yom Tov or Shabbos is over, and you won't have to rely on any different varieties. If you choose to eat some of the eggs or all the eggs today, and rely on different varieties, that's your choice, that you're using different varieties. So that's also a violation of Eim of Atom and Eim of Atom. Even though you didn't mix it together, it's done in by itself. But your choice to use the different varieties, when you could have easily avoided it, by waiting till after Havdalah, if you tell a fellow, if you wait another 25 years, you'll be a shadow. 25 years, you may not live so long, but it's time to wait till after Havdalah. What's the big deal? Wait till after Havdalah today, you're not going to die for the rest of Havdalah. Here's your son. But then that's called a violation of Eim of Havdalah. It's not called. That's what it's more called. Dov Mishayesh will not hear it. You have something which is tricked. It got mixed in, and it really should have been bought for the rest. It's the other. It got mixed in by itself. Foolish. I think you can easily avoid using the people's
variety.
Eat something else on Yom Tov. That's the trial of delegation of Atir. It's important to understand how it works because we're going to have to learn the next job, which is going to be based on it. We'll have to review it again when we get there. Again, so the Gemara says like this. We have these grace here. Dov Gimel on the base of that, the 7th of the 8th month in the past. The grace clearly begins with the issue of the base of Shemot of the Shah. And then the question is, when you get to Sefer Asura, are you still speaking about Beit Shinol to the Shabbos? Because Beit Shinol to the Shabbos is an issue of the Raita, and Sefer Asura is speaking of the Raita of the Kuma. Then we understand the left one and the right, and the Sarva Bell is Kuma Asura, because the situation is not a demonstration of Matirim, that I feel to be eloquent about them. But if you're going to hold that Beit Shinol to the Shabbos on the issue of the Rabbana, so you're going to interpret the Raita, the beginning of the crisis speaks about Beit Shemal to the Shabbos. So then when you get to Sefer Asura, you say, well, that's a new paragraph. This is my seventh base code that this crisis comes from, and it's telling you all the different bases in the whole world. Running through all the denim of directions that are relevant to eggs. So Sefer Asura is talking about a different egg, not a Beit Shemal to the Shabbos, Beit Shemal to the Shabbos. So if you say that we switch the topic now, and Sefer Asura is Sefer the Rise of the Kuhn, it's Beit Shemal to the Shabbos, but then how do you do the next one? The Sabbath day of Kulam Asur. How can that be? They said, Tracer is not a devastation of tyranny. The egg is going to remain off to the elbow for another 100,000 years. It's never going to become Rupert. So why not say that it should be brought to the egg? That would be the Gemara's question. But the Gemara suggested, if he came in there, you'll tell me that the little Chumrah is a Rabbanon, that a devastation of minion is not done. Devastation of minion means, let's say, take it for it. Let's say, add one take it for it and I'll talk to the Hanra. Every Moshe, one take it for it and I'll talk. I've got to worship the Sefer Kuhn. The Lord's name, he worships the dear father, Dr. Banner. So let's say that one Sefer Kuhn gets mixed in with another 1,001 Sefer Kuhn. Can't identify which is which. So the Gemara has a system, and I'm telling you, it should be in its self of the anything in self of the earth, stop the change, self of the earth. One off the bigger Sefer Kuhn gets mixed up with two moves, the bigger Sefer Kuhn should be moved. So the Gemara has it in that a Devashir minion is my God. And so from the middle of the what is Devashir minion? When they sell paper credit in the school, did they take a whole bushel full of paper credit? A fistful of paper credit, a pound of paper credit, they sell it by the unit. They can sell you a whole case of paper credit because they know that there are 25 in a case, or there are 150 in a case. They don't have any of that, but you sell it by the unit. You don't sell it by the weight. You don't sell a whole bunch together. Because the Gemara has a chumrah in the Rabbanan, that whenever the unit that we're dealing with whenever the trace of thing, or the thing that's talked about here, or talked about more, is such a type of a thing, which is a double shimini, which is sold by units, it's never sold by the weight, it's never sold the whole bunch altogether, each one is sold individually, so I declare that there are moments that it can never lose its identity in the conglomerate. I say it always retains, it always maintains its original identity, and it doesn't lose its hashivas. So it cannot be bought as well. All I did, this is what I did, then I say it's kilo reino. It loses its uniqueness, loses identity. But if it's such a thing that's never sold, if it's such a thing that's sold separately, sold individually, it's not sold by the town, but then you do not want to make it clear it is a unique, separate, distinct item, and it doesn't become vegetable. So on this issue, the Gemara has different opinions. Machlek that Yechon Meshlok is going to mean that it's always, whenever you sell it, it's always sold by the unit, never sold by the weight. But he says it's something that's sometimes sold by the unit. You know, sometimes also sold by the weight, so it's what's in Shemel. But sometimes, the people who sell the camels, some people who sell the camels, are part of camels. And then they put it in the little boxes, and then they sell 44 camels, 65 camels. The camels are sometimes sold by the basin, edge. The farmer, when he sells the chicken farmer, he sells the eggs, he sells it by the way, 25 pounds a day. But then, when they sell us the eggs in the store, then they really don't sell it by the way, they sell it by the dozen, they sell it by the week, by half a dozen. So if you have an item which is sometimes sold by weight, and sometimes sold by the unit, so that's the dispute between a Yechon and a Shlokish, whether the Chumrim that they have done or not, that we applies or not. You say that since it's sometimes sold by the unit, it has the Hashivas, or the Dogra Nifra, then it's different, that's what's always separate, unique, stands alone, and it cannot lose its identity in the conglomerate, it stands alone, it's not what the brother is, I know, but since it's sometimes sold by the weight, so it wouldn't be got to the rest. So that's the most problem, okay? So it's sometimes sold by weight, sometimes by unit. So the Brisa says in Sadr Bel Kuma, so it only reads straight, only makes sense. If you hold that if it's sometimes sold by the unit, then it's a very nice process. But if you hold that the other sheep is, that is a dispute between the Yechon and the Shlokish, if you hold that the Yechon, then it's only Es Shadak Le Mano Shamilu. But the Mishnah only says that if it's something that's never sold by the weight, it's only sold by the unit. Then it's not good. Then it has the hashivas. The eggs are not set. Eggs are sometimes sold by the way, sometimes sold by the unit. So what are we going to do? How are we going to interpret this life? So the Gemara says, even though Rabbi Yechanan has a dispute with the Shlokish, how do we the Mishnah Orlo? So the Mishnah Orlo is presenting the view of the Tana. It holds extra dark of the moment, the culture dark of the moment, anything that's ever sold by the unit. Something that's only sold by the unit. But Yechon doesn't admit that there is a time when it disagrees with him. That's the Gemara on the bottom of the dial. So the Gemara says on the fourth one from the bottom, Omar HaKotze, I tell it out of the literature experience that the time of this Brisa, who thinks that a base of it is sometimes sold by the unit, is treated as the body of the minion and therefore it's not bought there, follows the view of this time of the following Brisa, who says that that's also sold by the minion, something that sometimes sold by the unit, sometimes sold by the race, it's never possible. That's the gist of the Gemara. That's what we learned first. 3 weeks ago. Before Hanukkah, we were learning this. It is a famous discussion that the Rishonim bring up. The Gemara is very nice. But there's one line that appears twice on the dot that poses the problem. The Brisa on the top of Gimon Beis, on the 8th line or so, the Brisa speaks out of Beis Shalom to the Shlachim, says, Seiko Asura, if I have a suffer that this Beis, I have a suffer that this Beis is over the Shabbos of the Erev Shabbos, it says the Beis of Asura, then it says, in the Tzavu Be'er, Asura Masura, and if that egg got mixed up with another 1,000 eggs, they're all forbidden. So Faisis right away bothered with the Kasha, Faisis in the Rizer and the Rashbor, many, many Shema bothered with the Kasha. Isn't that a spec taken? We have a din, and then they're going to ask the same question later on the Mishnah. The first they ask on this line in the Brisa. They say, Seiko Asura, have a Beis, and I'm not sure whether it will go to the Shabbos or the Erev Shabbos. And the Beis, which on the stupid category, was called the Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos got mixed up with another 1,000 eggs. The Shabbos, another 1,000 eggs. that any egg that I single out from the 1001 eggs should be looked at as sexed, and maybe this is a base girl, which I'm in doubt about, maybe not. And even if it is the identical base girl, that makes sense. That base itself is only mutual destructive. Maybe with an older day, it's Shabbos and it's Rupert. So isn't that a sex base? That's the fact that the Lord Hashem of God is. Isn't that a sex base? So there's different answers given by the Rishon to the Kasha. Several of the answers are quoted in the Shomer. So Tosis says by the way on the Daf, the Kasha doesn't bother him. Yes. Because we're going to get later on the Daf, it will bother him. But so far he said it doesn't bother him. Tosis says you read the Brisa wrong. The Brisa says, take off to a semicolon. If you have a day to it, it's a slug of all the Bishan, something wrong with the Bishan, that's all. Semicolon. Three semicolon. Then the Dabi Bell of Kurmasu goes on a Ramad day to show the three Yomtis. If I have a day to which is Vada and all of the Yomtis, and I got this thing with 1,000 eggs, then it's a fear because it's a Dabi Shesh from Atir and it's not proper. But if you have this Suffolk day to show all those Bishabes and that, and the Suffolk day to which is Dabi Bell, and the Hanani says he says it will be a fake baker and it will be Luther. That's how Satan says on the Dabi, that we don't pass tomorrow. So Satan says on the Dabi, we don't pass tomorrow. We passed in, that's on the music, I don't know. We don't pass the Tosfos on the Daf. We passed mark the exotic Rishonim on the bottom of the roof, and in the Rashba, and the Teres Abayis. The other Rishonim is bearing up against the Rabbeinu Tam. In the Sound of Arab Kuma Tzir, God's on straight to Asura. If you have a bait to which is covered in all of the Shabbos, that would also be the Earth Shabbos. And that Gothic bait book that gets mixed in with other baits in, it's still out there, even though you have a fake paper. That's what we talk about. What happens to the physical fake paper? It can't be worse than Anita Delighter. Anita Delighter fake paper is with it. The Talmud Shalom says that just like the Association of Masirin, that's even younger. Okay, so let's go on. What do we have so far? The Association of Masirin is a chumrah that is not proper. That is, you're not allowed to mix in a little trace ingredient into kosher food, ain't about me to have to. But if it's selling by itself, did he ever do anything? Did it is not wrong? But what if he used to send them to the head there? You can easily avoid relying on different bread. Wait for that time brother. You won't have to rely on different bread. All the things you should also be shouted for being looked at. So even if it's selling by itself, but if you're the one who's choosing to use this word, that too is a violation of ain't about me to have to. So the Gemara has on the next Daf, which we're going to get to yet, the Gemara says, Ravashi Yoma, about 13 lines from the top of Dalit in an hour, so you have this small letter Dalit in the text of the Gemara, there's a tiny letter Dalit. Ravashi Yoma, the Yoram Sabbath, the Yoram Sabbath, so, have a Dalit Shesh Ma'atim, 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 he's referring back to this Brisa. You have this Brisa and Gimel on the day, that started off with Beit Shinol de Shabbos, it's 10 lines from the top. Beit Shinol de Shabbos is also Bachir. Then it says Sefer Asura, and we weren't sure what that's referring to, Sefer Asura. So one opinion was, it refers to Beit Shinol de Shabbos, which is an Issa Beraita, and it's a Sefer de Asura from it. But three out of the four opinions are, Beit Shinol de Shabbos only exerted their opponent, because he got stuck acting to say Sefer Asura. So he diverted the left few lines of the Beraita, to bring more in a different, Hilton Sefer, and a base of Sefer, and a base of from the late Talmud. Sefer Asura, that's the real Sefer Deraita. Then he got stuck right inside of the Elul Kuhn. I think so he got stuck again, and he said, as far as the opinion of the scholar who says that since the base is sometimes called by the unit, even the person sometimes called by the way, that has the chumrah of Devish and Minion that is not called. Ravashi says, you don't have to be matzik so much. Ravashi says in the next stop, Leolam, read the whole Brisa from the beginning to the end. That is talking about Beit Shinol de Shabbos. Don't say that in the middle of Sefer Asura, with which the Tzadikim are talking about Beit Shinol. But if you know that Beit Shinol de Shabbos is only Alisa de Rabbanan, why should it be Sefer Asura? Why should Tzadik be also? They say, just after the din of Dabi Shesh HaMatiri, that you're not allowed to rely on Biko, because your choice to use Biko the way that you could have easily avoided it. Is equivalent to a violation of Eimu Bat Mishra Lachatzila, this you have mixed it in, even though you didn't mix it in, it's settling by itself. But your decision to use the Bikkur Zerubbabel, but you could have easily avoided it, is equivalent to a violation of Eimu Bat Mishra. Those who are here, the Zina, Sefer de Rabbanu Lekuma, how do you understand Sefer de Rabbanu Lekuma? That the Mokham Sefer de Rabbanu Lekuma never raised in the first place. There's absolutely no reason at all. the Ravana, when he instituted the Yisur as a basis in order to do Shabbos, he only instituted it to Ravana. If there's any Shabbos, they would never raise the Yisur. The Rashi says that's not the Shabbos. That's how some said. That's how some said it goes, yes, Kakash on the Rambam says that. The Rambam claims in the Sefer Mitzvot that all the mitzvahs that are born, all the zeus that are born, all the initial enactments are binding the Rakhari. How could it be? Because the Chumash says, you have to listen to what the Rabbanim tell you. The only one who violates any Yisrael to Rabbanim is violating the Yisrael. That's how the Rambam says. So the Rambam says it's ridiculous. How can you say whoever violates the Yisrael to Rabbanim is violating the Yisrael to Rabbanim? The Gemara has a distinction between the two. The Gemara says, say to the right is the Chumash, and say to the Rabbanim is the Chumash. So if you're going to tell me that every Yisrael to Rabbanim becomes an Yisrael to Rabbanim, anything is taken the right to the Chumash, taken the right to the Chumash. Because that, there's no such thing. Take it to the Rabbanim, take it to the Rabbanim, take it to the right. Unless you're going to tell me that the Rabbanim, unless you're going to tell me that the Rabbanim enacted their day in the first place, they built in a clause and they said that we're only instituting the Din of Rabbanim when there's a Baba. Whenever there's a suffering, so we're not being greater, but he says he thinks that that's not true. The Rabbanim, he doesn't go for that yet, he doesn't think that it's true. So the Mephoshim on the side of the Sage on this one, that's the Rambam probably holds. When it goes in, you see the Rabbanim, they built in a clause into every single issue of the Rabbanim that we're only going to the Rabbanim Rada. Whenever there's going to be a topic as to whether this is included or not, there or not, we're not going to, so that's why taking the Rabbanim with food. So that shot that they don't say in the Rambam, we see from our Gemara, that it's not true. The Rashi says explicitly on our Gemara that taking the Rabbanim with food doesn't mean that the Muslim started like that, that there's absolutely has to go more, no problem whatsoever. No! You see from the Gemara that just like Ein Rivatle and Eitzel Lachatzila, that you're not committed to mixing the Lachatzah, even though you know you're going to have Shish and it's going to be Bapu Beroi, so who are the Nani, you're not committed to stand up and say to the Rabbanu Lachuda. Let's say I'm going to, if I already have some food now, and a Shabbat happens, and the worst it could be is that it's only traced to the Rabbanu and I'm not even sure if it happens, I'm not sure what the facts are, and I come and I say, well, if the Rabbanu has their own department, they can have one with you. But am I permitted to go to the store to buy something that doesn't have a hashgacha, knowing the worst it could be, the worst chances it could have, is only as the Rabbanu, and she says, take the Rabbanu with you, if I close my eyes, no problem. So take the thing, but you're not going to do that. You're not going to set up the hashgacha and take the Rabbanu with you. Because that's what Rabbanu said. Just like you're not allowed to set up, you're not allowed to go in the bathroom into the hashgacha, you're not allowed to go into the hashgacha. So, and even if it's selling by itself, you're not allowed to use, you're not allowed to choose to use the word if you can avoid it. So who has denominated? Just like you're not allowed to set up a situation of paper that I follow through. Also, that's the mother of one has that clause. At one place, it's in health of sickness. Also, this is paper that I follow through. You might explain this. Also, it's prohibited to set up a situation of paper that I follow through. And you see from Ravashi. So Ravashi says the next step. Ravashi is based on the premise of the mother of one. You know how to set up the sake of the Rabbanim, and even if the situation fell into your lap, you're faced with a situation of the sake of the Rabbanim, then you can easily avoid the whole problem. Don't eat it now when you have a sake of the Rabbanim, wait till tonight, wait till next time down there, and it'll be like Shangri. You'll be a kosher attack and a kosher leper. So then our Rashi says, well, so he's saying, by a dollar, Shishma Matirin, just like you're not allowed to use people, you're not permitted to use sake of the Rabbanim Rukhul. So that's what but the Magdamar, you see explicitly that Sveika the Rabbanu Lekuda doesn't mean that the Rabbanu Sveika can never go in the first place. It means they were going to their demon. So when you have, when you're based in a Shabbat, they allow you to be Machriya Lahakya. But to set up Lahakya, to go out of your way to fix the Kuna, that's not called Machriya. That's like Bittu Beroi, that you have a right to utilize Bittu Beroi. But to set it up Lahakya, that's the end of Lahakya Lahakya. So here is the question, what's the nature of the din? That's in fact a very strange thing, the big dispute in the middle of Tfila. And a lot of the shuls, they got Mincha Meir, they got in Mincha right before the sunset, right before the Shkin. And then they got Meir right after. Either a little bit too early for Kriya Shema, according to many opinions. So we rely on Kriya Shema Lamito, some people say the whole Kriya Shema, all three Parshiyot. They repeat again Kriya Shema when they get home. After the Tzeit HaTzachon, after it's gone. So the Shal is very good between Tzeit HaTzachon and Shavuot, you have to count the Tzeit HaTzachon. So what do you do? You start to count the Tzeit HaTzachon and Shul. After Meir, what if they got Meir early? And it's too early to come to us on this. It's still very much much. It's not Baba Yaga. So one opinion has this place, one opinion. Place is has this place, and the other that's on the road on the Nara Kari. That the Sinti Gemara says in the Nara Kari that the midst of the Kant Sphere is on the Bidmana there, is on the Rabbana. And the Kodesh he said, you have the Kant Sphere starting from the day, second day Pesach, from the day on which you bring the Korban home. So the Gemara said that that's on the Bidmana Sphere based on Nikki Shoykan when they actually brought the Korban home there. So the midst of the Kant Sphere then was a biblical midst to cut out the Bazaar. But the man said that we don't bring any, we don't have any Samigdash, we're not able to bring any Korban Omer. So the only Samigdash is only there for the Migdash, it's only the Rabban. That's how the Gemara says. Some Gehoidim claim, the Rabban and the Gehoidim claim, we don't pass on that Gemara. We pass on the next line in the Gemara, which they interpret to mean that the Gemara backed out from that. But in Shavuot, the Rabban and Rabban pass is not faithless, he says the Gemara never backed out. It's clear that the man there is only the Rabban. So the Tosafot says, what happens if you grab an early in Shul, and it's only faith, it's only Bein HaShmashot, it's not faith, that's the Chavir Yeh, that's the stuff, which if you have the right to come to you now, the Tosafot says, okay, take it up on the cool, no problem. You're permitted to come to you on the Hasidim, but you're brought on all the way.
Right.
No, if you have counted already, so the same stuff that you don't have to count again. And I want it, I'm interested in counting. I want to be late for the count, I don't want to be locked into wait for later. The person says, take it up on me. That's what they do. And the Ram, at the very end of the list, doesn't have any faith on the office. The list only wrote the kids who have the Gemara, those are the Gemara, that are relevant to the office. It's Rahman in the office, we don't have any based on English today. So I'm going to say, all right, so the list doesn't have anything on Rahman in the office. So all the great feelings that are feeling, the more Rahman in the office, that I'm here, I'm here, I have to quote somewhere else. At the very end of my seventh sermon on the last page of the list, he quotes all the dinam of pure training. After the first day paper, then you have all the dinam of pure training. So the Ram, on the list, on the very last page, he's talking, quotes that page from the Rochel Dal Samavar, and he disagrees. He says, what are you talking about? You can still see it, you can't see it right now. During the period of Ben Ashmashis, what kind of sacred Rabbanu Lekuma? You have the right to set up the sacred Rabbanu Lekuma of Hasidah. To walk into a situation and create a problem. If you got stuck, if you were presented with a dilemma, well, I'm sure they got to take it up on the food. If they go into a hotel, if they can't do it, it's not a better chance you're not allowed. So the pastor says, and it should not be passed like the rabbi. So the pastor says, that's exactly what Rashi says in Agimor. How can they just say otherwise? They told at the beginning anymore. But the Maskana said, my brother Rashi, that take it up on the food, has to be avoided. You're not allowed to set up a sacred Rabbanu Lekuma, and even if you're presented with a situation that you have, you think is easily avoided, you're not supposed to use sacred Rabbanu Lekuma. You have to try to work. Okay, if you go spin on the head and make yourself crazy, but whenever you can easily avoid it, you're not allowed to get it. Wait till that's off, though, and you won't have to use sacred Rabbanu Lekuma. That's what you're teaching me anymore. Aren't you what's coming shot in the Rambam? If the Rambam holds that all being the Rabban become being the right to the Rambam of the Kashi, so how could you ever have an institution of Sekha the Rabban Lekuma? She says Sekha the right to the Lekuma, and Sekha the right to the Lekuma. There's never any Sekha the Rabban. Maybe the Rabban was a being the right. And the Rambam's answer was, no, that I was talking to the Sikh, who knew that I still when they were raised in being the Rabban, when they instituted the mission of the Rabban. The woman was talking, and about that, they were not talking on the settlement against Rabashi. If they were never in the stocking, if they were never getting all our stuff in, so why isn't it permissible to walk into the store and buy a product that may be traceable or not? They were never getting it?
It could be.
Or you could give another answer. Just what happens to be that the Rambam's opinion is at stake of the right, the Lachumre itself is only a thing with your bones. That itself is not with your bones. The Rambam writes exclusively that, let's say you have a topic where there's something that's changed, or how do people meet? It may be Chazal, and it may be Kasher, I'm not sure. It's pretty hard not to find out how that. Let's say on a rim shot. It may be a kosher rim shot, it may be an event, it may be traceful. So the thing is that if it didn't meet you, everybody knows that. The Rambam says, yeah, we know that with the Rabbah. From the right, or whatever. You have a topic, you permit it to you. The point of the Rambam's opinion, the sake of the right of the Chumra itself, it's only a din with the Rabbanon, so the Kasha doesn't begin. The Chachamim were only days that take the rice and the Chumra on a din that started off with the rice, but on a din that starts off as the Rabbanon, and then it becomes a din the rice, But the fellows of the absolutes, everything that the Rabbanim tell you to do, so if you come to Dindalat, that they will never go to the state of their life to the Chumra, that kind of their life. It's Taka their life. It's Taka their life. But it's a different kind of their life. So not their life, they never institute the state of their life to the Chumra. So that's his opinion. That we know. That is the fact. The Rama, the question is, how do you understand it? That's the question. How do you understand it? The Rama has it based on his mind. The Rama himself says what his source is. Hard to believe. The Rama in the Tshuva says, what is his source? How does he know that when I say this, self-praise is the Kula? That he returns to the Gemara in the last page in Kiddushin. What the Gemara says that if a person is a solid mamzer, he's not allowed to get married to a regular Yisraeli. But the Gemara says the prohibition of a self-praise mamzer against marrying a Israeli is only the Rabbanim. The Matera, we derive in the passage, the Yavam Hamza the Parash, the Hamza Baba who is on the Yavam, the Hamza Sotik Yavam. So everybody else understands that that's a special, various apostles that are Sotik Yavam, the Rukh Matera, special passage, and they give all kinds of explanation. The Rabbanim says in the Tshuva, no! That passage is the source of the principle that sake of the right and the cool of the right. And all prohibitions are violating the sake of their life to itself is only the Rabbanim. And Rashi says, this is weak. Rashi says, this is weak. Rabbanim hold that sake of the right is weak to the Rabbanim. The right is fixed on some things that the Rabbanim says. The right explicitly agrees with this Rabbanim. And Yara has not, and I have said it. He disagrees with other things that the Rabbanim says about Sophie, but he says, this is correct. The sake of the right in the Chumra is only the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim and the right are all like that. The Rambam says it's mafir, the seventh man. Oh, it's different. But now the question is, what's the nature of the din? The answer that you suggested. What's the nature of the din of sake of the Chumra? Sake of the Chumra. It is the din that sake of your life is the Chumra. But if you have a sake in the Chumra, you have a sake, maybe you say, maybe it's di. Maybe it's question, maybe it's not question. But even if it's di, and it should be up to it, maybe it's di or di. It may still be questioned for different reasons. There are two reasons why it may be questioned. If you have a sake of it in the right, I say that it's mukha. Sake of the right is mukha. Sake of the rabbana is mukha. But a sake of it in the right is mukha. Why should that be so? Why should we say that sake and it in the right should be mukha? Oh, so then the question says, first the Rambam is easy, because sake of the right is not, you don't do a problem in the Rabbana. So whenever you have a sake, it's a sake of the Rabbana, the Kuma. That's how the Kuma Rambam says. Whenever you have a sake, if you hold like the Rambam, then whenever you have a sake, then what you have is a sake of the Rabbana. The sake of the Rabbana is the Kuma. It's based on that interpretation. The Kuma Rambam suggests that idea according to the Rambam, he didn't realize that one of the Rishonim said that, the Rabbeinu Aharon HaLevi. He didn't have this form available. It was a manuscript in his area, it wasn't printed yet. So Aharon HaLevi writes like that in his place of Derek Abayt, as the commentator on the Rashi says like that. Aharon HaLevi writes like that, that sake of the Kuma, because every sake of the right is only the Kuma with the Rabbanan. Sake is the subject, whether there's an issue with the Rabbanan. Most of the Kabir is the Rabbanan. The sake of the Rabbanan with the Kuma. Then if you go and go one step further, he says, if that's the correct interpretation, then you can come out with an interesting Chumra. The Mishnah Melech has long essay. It's like the Mishnah Melech is a commentary on Daniel the Rambam. Mishnah Melech originally was printed as a separate book. They didn't have the text of the Rambam on top of the text of Mishnah with the Magid Mishnah, with the Lechem Mishnah, with everybody. He printed a separate book of Mishnah Melech. And it was long essays that nobody knows that he grew to read. Mamish, long did it go. Those aren't the pages and pages and pages. So someone was fine enough, somebody was nice enough to break it down into small sections and to put every paragraph there for one. So they put one paragraph on this, I love one paragraph, and I love it. That's the one who wrote in the Yam Loei. The one who wrote that statement, Yam Loei, has drushes, and I think it's Jewish, and I've had it there. He's the Magia of the Mishnah Melech. He took these long essays and he broke them down to short paragraphs and he put one paragraph on this one paragraph on that one, and that's how a lot of times you have Mishnah Melech will write as I've written earlier, and then you have in parentheses it's printed later. And he says, as I will explain later, in the same parentheses it's printed earlier. So how come it's earlier later? Because he changed the whole thing. He made it readable. And then there were some long pieces that he just couldn't break down to the, there was nothing to break down. But then you have those long swallows of over pages and nobody ever reads them. There's no Rambam. They keep on going long time. And those are the ones that said, look, nobody has the ability to eat as long as one. Okay. You have to make it easy. Okay. So the Mishnah Lamela has a longer essay, the end of the Chorus, where he raises the possibility, if you want to talk about this, I want to know, because he raises the possibility that maybe Svek and the Kula, Svek and the Rais and the Kula, Svek and the Rais and the Kula, maybe that cloud, that Kula should not apply to these two inquiries. And I'm fine. If you have a place of Svek and the Kula, a Svek and the Kula, a Svek and the Kula, the Eastern Negro is an Eastern color. If you have a Svek and the Kula fish, so the worst it could be is an Eastern law. So Svek and the Kula, you have a Svek and the Kula, Shakmin, the worst it is, the worst I've ever could be is a law, so Svek and the Kula. But you have Svek and the Eastern where the Eastern may carry with it a punishment of color. And I'm found it on that, maybe you should take a Svek and the Kula, and he doesn't see the logic for it. So in the parentheses, the Magia, the blank of Kula, right in parentheses, so we all know that we don't pass them like that. We pass from Svek and the Kula, even in Eastern Kula, before in the Ozea, and Hilchos Nibra, and the Shulchan Aruch, they quote, then we have a take, they quote a couple of Shilas, and we say that that's Musa because it's Svek Tzeker. If the case is that, Svek Tzeker can speak explicitly that even in the area of Eastern Kula, like the prohibition of Nibra in the Bible, Charles Nibra and the Shilas, it's cool to say, it's Svek Tzeker and Kula. What was the young child in the first place that you should say, Svek Tzeker and Kula, and Eastern Kula, which one of them never explained it, and the King of London explained to us. Because the Rambam claims, the Rambam views, that Svek and the Rais and the Chumre is only the Rabbanon. So the Mephoshim asked on the Rambam, how can that be? Svek and the Rais and the Chumre is only the Rabbanon. There is an institution in the Torah that's called Oshem Torah. When the boys come to apply to the Torah, I always ask them, one of the questions I always ask them here is, explain to me what is an Oshem Torah. And unfortunately, half the boys never heard of Oshem Torah. You don't know what it is. The Torah has to be like a person, let's say, ate Chaylev B'Shezer. By mistake, he didn't realize that he's cooked. He's eating in a kosher restaurant. So on the mind found that he's going to serve the chaylev. He drinks a cup of red soda and turns out that it's done. He chased it down. So he violated the meat of Chaylev B'Shezer. If he would have done it with me, then he wouldn't have had cooked. He didn't share it. He was not had cooked. So the Torah says, if somebody didn't have there to share it, which if he would have done it amazing, he would have established this Chaylev. Then the Shema of Rosh Hashanah. So the Bible is that the Shem has to be in a certain Kapor. That's the Mahal Shabbat the Shegev, one week on the defense of the Shegev, one week on the Kippur of the Shegev, one is brought as Yishish the Shegev, all of these are there. There are 36 Averis. The first Mishnah increases, lifts up the line of God increases on the Rizba. There are 36 Averis that carry with them the punishment of courage. So if the person violates any one of those, that's not to violate all 36 together. If he violates any one of those out there, the shake is, he's kind of happy. If he violates 36, he ends up being 36. Kator. So now the thing is, what if the person did something on Shabbos and he's not sure whether it was a malacha or wasn't a malacha? So let's say he turned on the light and he's watched that and he's not sure whether it was on Shabbos or on the third Shabbos or not Shabbos or not Shabbos. But then that's much more, let's say. He showed it. He didn't have to show you. If he would have been sure, if he would have been taught that he ate some food and it turns out that it's a shayla to a chayla banat. It would be bada chayla, he knows not to bring a chayla to the Bishamish. If he's mistaken, if it's a chayla, so then it's only required that he has to bring an asham tolerant. Because an asham, that's probably the yogi. Maybe yes, maybe not, maybe he sinned, maybe he didn't sin. So if later he finds out that he's bada, he did sin, then he's not yogi with that asham tolerant that he brought last week, and he has to bring a chayla. And if he finds out that he didn't sin, so he didn't sin. So lucky, he didn't sin. So he put a Russian pearl in there, please. Good. Garnished, and today he's off to help his pearl. So the Mephoshim is, and the Rambam is garnished, and all of this is Baker, the Reister, is all in the Chumim, and the Rabbanon. So I'm permitted to have Timothy to sing. If the woman is a suffocation, she's permitted to have Timothy to marry her. If the woman is a suffocation, she's permitted to have Timothy to be with her. If the two is suffocated, Taylor, suffocated, done. Permissible opportunity. So what do you mean, Mr. Why I have my violated in the shaking? have to bring a kapara, have to bring a carbonation promise. If the Rambam holds that the whole prohibition is only to be rabbanan, and then I tell it's mutter to do it, if I would have known that it's a prophet, it would have been mutter to do it. It's a chesed gomel, so how can you tell me I have to have a kapara? It's mutter to have to live in a kapara. You don't bring a carbon for violating an avera, you are wrong.
How can you know what it was?
But even if he would have known that it's a selfie, even if he would have researched it and found out that it's a selfie, or if he would have found out that it's a selfie.
It is what?
But he didn't
he
there.
Didn't
no, he went to a kosher restaurant.
He
went to a kosher restaurant. And it turned out later that there was a selfie. So what, even if he would know in advance that it's a selfie, he's permitted to eat it? How can it be? That's wrong in the kosher restaurant. So they give a standard answer. That in the text of the Rambam, as we have it, and Hilfer's Hobbit Hatumah, Perek says, is printed in brackets. The definition says there's one reading, there's one gear from the Rambam that has it that the Rambam himself has this question. It's already a problem. Well, the Rambam has this question that the Achari is, the Rambam has to give the Perek, blah, blah, blah. So we have printed in brackets in the Rambam, the Yim Tayma. It's already a dead giveaway, the Rambam never says the Yim Tayma. And if you ask the question, how can I declare that sake of the rights of the Chum is only the Rambam? What about the whole institution of Rosh Hashanah? So the Rambam in the text, we have their bracket says we have to distinguish between Yisuri Kores as opposed to Shalom Yisuri Rambam. That in the area of Yisuri Kores, the Rambam agrees with Rashi and Tashmi that sake of the... Calling higher degrees, you know, calling some of the... So the habit is, The coin married the bush, there's no coin, it's not there. The Rebbe, there's a Sufik in the area of Korei, in the Rambam, according to one reading, according to one Jewish, he said, is Moda, he admits, and then you say, take a derite the Chumrah, the derite. Whatever, it's not a mix of Korei, then you say, take a derite the Chumrah, it's only the Rabban. So in this, the cream of God, and said, we put everything together. If the explanation for take a Lakula, is because Sefer derived from the Chumrah itself is only the Rabbanan. And you have a topic where the other topic derives. The sex Sefer. Maybe A, maybe B, and even if it's B, which is the death side, maybe it's B, maybe it's B. It could be that it's still Muslim. So whenever you have a sex Sefer, what do you have? A topic if there is a Sefer derived. So that's a topic if there's an issue of the Rabbanan. Because the Rambam's opinion is a Sefer derived from the Chumrah itself. It's only the Rabbanan. But the Mezra Rambam that it's only an issue of the Rabbanan. And it's three Rabbanan, and it's three pieces. According to one Jewish in the Rambam, he admits there that Sefer derived from the Chumrah is with the right, but then she says, Sex Sefer, Sex Sefer, Sex Sefer, and feel what other Sefer should all be, the Chumrah, with the right. Oh, so that part of the Shmanoah suggested such a possibility that Sex Sefer would not be the Chumrah in the area of Bhakti priests.
Yeah.
It's also along the same line of reasoning that there is a view in Achronim, if you look at the era there, in the Kufir, there's an opinion in Achronim that Svekulakula doesn't apply to the mystery, only to Aveiros. But they have a Svekulakula whether my Kufir is kosher or not. Maybe it's no good. Maybe it's good, maybe it's no good. And even if it's even if it's not good, I have another shot to say that it is good. I have a take of the cooler. Maybe it's A, maybe it's B. Even if it's B, it would sound B. Maybe it's C, maybe it's D, maybe it's still good. So what do you do when you have a sex? If I have a sex taker, I'm a queen to do a mitzvah. Right now, let's say it's raining on the first night of Sukkot, or it's raining on the second night of Sukkot. The Yom Tov Sheni Shabbat in the place of the Yom, maybe it is Yom, maybe it's not, maybe it's Shalom, maybe it's Yom. Even if it is Yom Tov, it's a Machlech, it's intense, but it's going to be the Sukkot on the short time when it's pouring. So that's a sex phase, because if you say that you have to sit in Sukkot on the second night of Sukkot, because it's pouring around. But I'm not trying to say, no, you're not obligated to sit in Sukkot, it's a sex phase of the pool. And then he says, sex phase of the pool, it doesn't apply in this, it only applies in Adairis. But that's the ditches, it's more common than in Adairis. So they explain why, yes, they say that Baker, their rice, and the Kulam, and their rice, the Rambam and Jew, that Baker, their rice is only the Kulam and the Rabbana. But on a level of the rice, Baker, their rice is the Kulam, that only makes sense in the area of Averis. In the area of Nitzvah, you don't say Baker, their rice, and the Kulam, and the rice. Why? So the Sheshmaitzer writes like this, and the Havizat writes in the Shaya and Tophet, in the beginning of Sinikul Shir, they both write the same view. The Rambam and Jew, that Seker Daraisa L'chumre with the Rabbanon only applies to Averis, and the Torah says only Chazer, don't eat something that you know is Chazer. If you're not sure if this is Chazer, the Torah didn't say anything about that. If it's a Sophic Chazer, Sophic Chazer, the Torah doesn't say that it's prohibited. But the Torah doesn't say, everything is Mutter until you prove that it's not. But if the Torah says Shake a Lula, I'm going to shake a Sophic Lula. And the Torah says Shake a Vada Lula. Until the point that you've shaken a Rabbi Luba, so it says, sit in the sukkah. So if Agasavik is a sukkah, it's a good sukkah, so it doesn't tell me to sit in the sukkah, I've got to sit in the sukkah that's a Rabbi sukkah. That's how they bring rice in the mother. Even the Rambam who says that sukkah, the rice and the chumre is only the Rabbanon, when it comes to a Sophic mitzvah, you would have to be machmir more to say that sukkah, the rice and the chumre would be with the rice. If that is true, that sukkah, the rice and the chumre is the rice of a mitzvah, then again, you wouldn't be able to say sex, sex, and lakula with respect to mitzvah. Because the whole idea of sex, sex, and lakula, according to the Hindu-Gram's understanding, is based on the assumption that sex, the Raja Lakula itself, is only with the Rabbanon. So you have a sex, make it for a month, you have sex with the Rabbanon, lakula. So it wouldn't apply perhaps to creatures, and it wouldn't apply to mitzvah says, that's the total of that. But that's not the generally accepted view. How do we usually assume? That is sex make of the cool, there is not a whole shekel, that is a sake of the Rabbana. We don't assume we have some sake of the rice of the cool, there is a rice of a grassy and sacred, a popular view. And still a sex make of the cool. So the shayla is, what is the nature of that halacha that sex make of the cool? The sex make of the cool means that we consider that there's no way to have something to do. If you have a situation where you're not sure if it's something or not, if it's Sophic, maybe you have to maybe move to the Sophic. You have to be Machmer to consider that. If you have a sex faker, you don't even have to consider with a lady for Sophic. There's no lady there. There's nothing to worry about. Don't be nervous. Forget about everything. That's a shot. There's no lady for Sophic at all. No, the shot is not. There is a lady for Sophic, but you have a right to be Mako. You have a right to be Machmer. So that's the issue that the Achronim debate. Is the Mutsal leads to a sex faker the Adai. This comes up in Hashgacha Talmud, where different Kashrut organizations give Hashgacha, so sometimes there's a Shaila on a Prava. Sometimes there are two Shailas on a Prava. So sometimes when there are two Shailas on a Prava, they say, we can give a Hashgacha on this and declare that it's kosher. We don't have to tell a consumer what the Hashgacha is based on. We can give a Hashgacha and say it's kosher. It's a sex maker. Even if it may be trade because of reason A, but maybe it's kosher because of reason B. It's either A or B. And even if it's B, which is a mitzvah, maybe it's C or D. So when you have a text maker, are you permitted to enter into a situation where there's a text maker? But you say, no, you have to try to avoid that. You say, it's also leads to a text maker l'chatchila. But you say, mutzo leads to a text maker l'chatchila. So the letter of Yehuda's son has a mitzvah that says, Shiva Tzion. the other tshuva, where he's mevarer. He says, my father wrote, and the tshuva says, Yehuda, so machlokes is hapregnus. So somebody says, where's the machlokes hapregnus? Doesn't say anywhere. No, Yehuda says machlokes. Where? And he shows. This happened, and he dug up from into there, and this happened, says over there. I'm just like finding a needle in a haystack. And that happened, says over there, and he picks out exactly the one line. He says, that's what my father, knew what he was talking about, the other Yehuda. He said, there's machlokes hapregnus, and there is. And he shows, and then he shows machlokes hapregnus. That his father didn't say. He shows that the Nebi Yehuda is not only right that there's an Achlekes HaFrein, there's an Achlekes in Yishayin about the Shadr. What's the issue with the Mutsa Lisa Tzvek Tzvekel HaHasim HaRapya? That's the Shadr. What's the nature of the Kuda Tzvek Tzvekel? The Gera Adin. There's no way to tell Tzvek at all. Tzvek Tzvekel, there's no way to tell Tzvek. They say, no. There is a way to tell Tzvek, and you have a right to be Machliya Lohakil. Machliya Lohakil means it's excellent to your life. If you got stuck in a situation of Tzvek Tzvekel, you have a right to be maker, but to set it up mahasina like that, to be my mistake, maker, that's not the business. So now, this is the question in our Gemara. That's what we're saying. So you're showing them up bothered with a problem, and that's giving them a base. If I have a base, self-acknowledge the Bishop, and self-acknowledge the Be'er Shah. So it says, Seiko Asura. Why Seiko Asura? Because you don't say, Seiko, the Rabban Lakuda, the Dabba Shiyeshla Nasura. That's how Rabashi says. Now the Rishonim say, let's read the next one. Because the Sarva Bell of Kulam Asur is even if the Beisa, which is a Sufik Nol to the Shabbat, Sufik Nol to the Ershabbat, gets mixed in, even though what you have is a sex faker, it will still be forbidden. Why? Because the sex faker, the Delishation of Assyrian, is awesome. And other Rishonim say, it's not true. There are been a time on the left that it's not true. What's the issue over here? And the Pashto says, this is exactly this. What the Nebi Yehuda said is the Machlokes HaFrayim. This is the Machlokes HaRishonim. This is it. This is the Machlokes. When you have a sex faker, doesn't mean that there's no Lakers are selfish at all. No Shaila. Nothing to clear about in the first place. Not that you're being maker. No Shaila. No clear. We'll believe in the devastation of Matthew also. But if the Pshat is not, you have to agonize. And with great agony, will be maker, will be Machliya Lahakil. That if you have somebody that's done in Lahakil, then you say, fake, fake, and lakuna. If it's a hachrol offer, then you have no right to set it up with a chino lisa, fake, fake, and yodai, to create a fake, fake, on purpose. And even if you're presented with a fake, fake, then you can easily avoid relying on it, wait till after Havdolah, and all of your problems will be solved, so then you have to wait till after Havdolah. So that's why some Hashem say that the devil, she is not seeing. Just like you're not allowed to rely on Bikur Guru, you're not allowed to rely on Sekhar Rabban Lakuni, you're not also not allowed to rely on Sekhar Lakuni, because all three are Machriya, it's Lakhil. And in the area of Devil Sheshon Lakuni, you have no right to be Machriya Lakuni. And other Rishonim disagree, they say it's not true. Sekhar the Pshat to the Gedra Adin is that there's no way to shall suffer at all. And even in the Devil Sheshon Lakuni should also be Mutter. So those Rishonim hold that should still be Mutter, half of them say, but it's still no good. Why? It's not a bona fide fake faker here. What's this for? It says fake rasu has a basis. Stuff is known to the Ashad, it's not known to the Shabbos. And then it gets mixed in with a thousand other bases. But Mamash has fake faker. And any one base of a thousand and one base, I don't know whether that's the one that got mixed in. And even if it is the one that got mixed in, that one also doesn't only stuff is to why isn't this a bona fide fake faker? But the Rizid formulates this term. And it's going to Shulchan Aruch that you have a Safa Gecha B'Gufoi. The Safa Gecha, this Aruch is, this does not constitute a sex thing. I have one Safa on the original basis that fell in. Was it Osir or was it Mutter? Was it Nova the Be'er Shabbat in Mutter? Or was it Nova the Shabbat in itself? And then I have another Safa, which is not in the Gufa Beitza, but it's a Safa of identifying which the base is, which is the base that fell in, and which is the other thousand base. So whenever one is talking to Gufa Dorma, one is talking to Talmudis, that doesn't combine together to constitute a fake faker. And that's totally Shulchan Aruch. That a fake faker is talking to Gufa Dorma, is not an acceptable fake faker. And the Chabad quotes that. The Chabad are not. Both hold out there. But they agree to that flaw for two different reasons. For two different sides of the world. Two different hemispheres. And it comes up in every slaughterhouse, Allah Almighty, to every single day, this side of the world. And stuff again the Gurus that never tell you. In the Chava all, one reason why it's not considered to consider the faith taken, the Ramah says in Gandhi is the reason. The Ramah says that the incommensurate faith, if you have two faiths, that the subject is an A, in the base, the subject is an A, even if it's C, maybe it's C, maybe it's C. that the both places on the group have over, then the two of Yakov to constitute a fifth state. Or if you have state Arubis, the Maharaj Lagun, have a trace of these to the, let's say, a Lensha, trace of Lensha, and the Vela Lensha gets mixed up with 10 other Lensha. So that's the Hasicha has we in this family. You know, Lensha is not by weight. You don't sell by the, you don't sell by weight. But this Lensha is something that you give a gift to some God, the Hoshir Hasicha, part of the piece, and it's a Kumran of the Rabbanon, treated as a double Hoshir under the Neatma, and it doesn't lose its identity when it gets mixed in weapons, it's not both. That's the Kumran of the Rabbanon. Let's say I have a trade for Lensha, just with five Hoshir Lensha. Then, so it's not possible for me to do that. Like one of those six Lensha, and one gets mixed in with another five. And one of the six falls out and gets mixed in with another five kosher Lensha. So the Gemara says in Zohar that that's not to become sex based. So then he wanted the six that will fall out, and the prophet will get the trade one of the kosher ones. And now it got mixed in with another six, I don't even know if that's the one that fell out, and maybe it's gone from the second batch of frost. So the Gemara calls that a sex based. So they write, so the Ramor...
Yeah,
you're not
the same.
Right.
So
you
must
still say that... Because any one of the six that I take now, is this topic, is this the one that fell in, or is this one of the five original kosher ones that are here? And even if it's the one that fell in, I'm not so sure about the one that fell in, whether it's straight or kosher. It's not really, it's a different kind of a set date. It's a very different kind of a set date. That's called a set date in the Shem Echor. There's only one issue that's in question, the identity. I have 11 chatichas here. One was kosher and 10 were trace, and one was trace and 10 were kosher. And I don't know which is the trace lecture. So that should not really be a bona fide sex tape, that's only shame. But nevertheless, it only says in Glochem that that's considered a sex tape, right? There's a whole thing of chaticha, a real copy that is not bought, but only a woman with a rabbi. And they treated it like a sausage, and they said, we're going to call it a sex break and a fight. So it's not a real bona fide sex break. So the Ramboy is of the opinion that self-gechabigul, the self-gechabitalub is, are incommensurate with sex. If you have a sex break, it's both the gufa dovor, then the surah yaka to make a sex break. If you have state fakers, both the talub is, state talub is, the trafe lensha got mixed in with five kosher lensha. Then one of the six falls into another group of five, where the two stakes are both the Tarugas, so the Gemara says, well, not the sex stake. But if one of the sophic group and one of the sophic of identity, because it got mixed in, so there's different types of stakes, so they're not material fiacha, they constitute a sex stake, so it's not movement. Then the Chaver holds a different hazard. He holds the same thing, the words are the same, but the whole total of the idea is completely different. And the Chaver says a different sound. If you have this fake basis in all the stuff, you can all the Shabbos, stuff you can all the Shabbos, and I have a shine on the basis. And when I have the idea of stuff, I ask my rabbi, and he tells me, sorry, even though the whole deal is only with the rabbi, you have to go to the Chumra, fake it about all the Chumra, because it's a conversation I'm doing. But then, an hour later, this basis gets mixed in with another 1,000 basis. So now I come back to the rabbi and I say, maybe now you can be maker? Before it was up there because of fake it out, now I got a fake faker. So the rabbi says, sorry, are you already passing that it's up there? It's up there. It's up there. So now it's like a bana yisr. So now it's only one suffering. But that's only part of the rabbi. That's only if no, if they have some faker, is there after there. But what happens if the Balabar doesn't realize that he has a problem on his ankle left that he already got mixed in? He knows that he has a dozen eggs from every shot. And now all of a sudden he looks and he finds 13 eggs. And he can't figure out what's going on, how many, the 12 eggs gave birth to a 13th egg? Where's the 13th egg? When the 13th egg rolled on air shot and they just counted them off, it rolled over? Or maybe the 13th egg was rolled on shot. So he has a sex snake, it was a stair snake, so no one about that. The topic knows that the Shabbos doesn't know that the Erev Shabbos, that suffix, he becomes aware of that suffix simultaneously with the suffix the Tarubis. So according to the opinion of the Mechaber, the Shabbos and suffix Erev Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos, the Tarubis, that it doesn't constitute a sex snake, I mean, if no one knows the stair snake is about that, it's not good for a sex snake. Because once you pass him and the first one, the Chumra. You can't change the exact kind of If there is a deal, then you can no longer have the right to decide the person. But if there would have been no mishnah saving for ourselves, then the machaber would hold that it isn't suah tiyah. And there are more that say that it's no good. The foolish, the machaber and Ramon, the tour. In the Shulchan Aruch, you don't find it, but the shach goes from the tour, where the Bezgeti says the kula, if you know the bidah has there. And the Ramon says, and the Ramon says, lakumim. This is where our Talmudic says that this is inevitable that I have to get mixed up things in the Torah. So the Torah in vain is all day long. And if they tell you, this is what he always used to say years ago, if they're going to tell you that the slaughter has, that they never mix up in kosher with the non-kosher, it's the Yadua that everything is true. Even in the best slaughter houses where they have the most observant Jews, they have to mix things up. It's impossible. So the shayla is, a lot of times when you share, you have a perfect level, you have a perfect shape, not anything is black and white. Most of the time it's going to be gray. It's going to be a perfect tracer or a perfect nevela. And then it's misdirected with another 10 cows, with another 10 animals. But then you have to stop the Gecha B'Guf, the Gecha B'Tarus, which will often be Moses, the Shnei of Atama. They won't realize that after the mixture occurs, that they have a stopping traces on their hands, they have a stopping Nebela. The Shas Maika, the Shem, didn't realize that this animal is a stopping trace of stopping Nebela. He doesn't realize that after everything is all mixed up already. But that's a major machlokes that comes up all the time, because great days, and the Ramah, whether it's fake, So you have the right to be Mako or not on that. So the Shaykh says, yes, I may be Mako. And the Dati Moshe says, no. The thing is that in the Yerideya, that's in the tour. In the Yerideya, the Ramah and the Machabah don't discuss the issue. The Shach raises this issue. But then some Achrayim say that we are Mako like the Beis Yosef. So the Shulchan Aruch, they don't repeat their Machabah. But some say that that's a Shaykh of Ramah. Okay, there's this same in Gemara. Why does the writer seem to say that Shaykh says of a thing? The Rabbi Intan says he read it wrong. They got through it and he told him that Tavdal goes on Bala, it doesn't go on Tavdal. The Rabbi says, no, it's talking about Shaykh Shaykh, but we're talking about a Dhamma Sheshma Matirin. So Shaykh Shaykh is Dhamma Sheshma Matirin. It's Rukum. And others say, wrong. It's not correct. Shaykh Shaykh is Dhamma Sheshma Matirin is Rukum. Shaykh Shaykh means that there's no later Tavdal at all. It doesn't mean you're not real Rukum. And that's a major issue, is that Mutter, Lisa, Shaykh Shaykh of the Adai, or is also Lisa, Shaykh Shaykh of the Adai. That's the Shaykh. So Dabi Shesh Matir means that if you rely on the Kula, it's considered as if you did it via God. Don't choose to rely on the Kula, it will be considered as if you did it via God. That's the issue in the Kula. Because of the bad weather, maybe we'll end the shiur a little early today. I'll just say a short comment on the Kula. Maybe Shalom will assume that there always has to be a connection between the Parsha and the Haftarah. So what exactly is the connection between Parshas Vayechi and Haftarah Vayechi? So the obvious connection is simply that in Vayechi, Yaakov is going to give the Sabbath, he's about to start giving the to his children. And in Haftarah Vayechi, Dabar Hanan is about to die. He dies at the age of 70 after being a king for 40 years. Abraham Shana. And he leaves the Sabbath, Vayechi Shlomo Ben Olim, and leaves the Sabbath to his son and had it on the moon. That's the simple parallel. But then a little more than that is, that in the Haftarah Vayechi, the uniqueness of the Malchus Beis Dovid institution is stressed. The Dovid HaMelech said, I'm going to go to promise me, Hashem Elokecha v'shamato et v'shmeret Hashem Elokecha v'lechad v'zrocha v'nei Hashem will, v'man yochen Hashem is dvar, Kodesh Baruch Hu will keep his promise that my descendants will always remain in the Malchus forever and ever. V'man le'yikoros v'chorishim al-kita yisrael. That the Malchus Beis Dovid will be these chosen Malchus. This theme appears originally in the Chumash. When Yaakov gives the bracha to all of the different children, so he gives Yehuda, Dovid was a descendant from Sheikh Yehuda. He gives the Malchus to Yehuda. He says, Moyot the Sheikh is a Yehuda, and the Chosek is a Rablo. Ati Yavo Shiva. So it's interesting, the Rashi on that Chumash, Rashi on that part, it quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Hei. Now you have to say that Yehuda is referring to the Rashi Yoli Yeshebikovel. She wrote in the Sahon the Shevet. Shevet is a Makir, the Hittite. In other words, the Reish Golusa in Bovel was a descendant from the Malchus Beis Dovid. And he had the status of a Melech. We always think about Malchus Beis Dovid in Eretz Yisrael. But the Rambam quotes this Gemara. Rashi Yoli Yeshebikovel is a Malchus Beis Dovid. And they had the status of the Jewish king. There was a Jewish king in the Chutzlar, in Babel, for years and years and years. So I had the Reish Golusa. Mechoychik Mizei Rabbah, Mechoychik means somebody who's passing laws. One who enacts laws, Chok is a law, I didn't. Mechoychik Mizei Rabbah, Rashi quotes his mother, that refers to the Nazi, the Rosh HaSanhedrin Shazaret Israel, where they used to pass laws, they used to enact Takonos of Rabbah, and possibly in the Rash. So the Gemara says there in Sanhedrin Dasei, the power, the authority, the Hefkebezin, of the Reish Galut and Bovel is stronger than the authority of Hefkebez and Hefker and the Nazi Shederet Israel. Why? Because Shevet is a stronger Loshen than Mechoykev. Shevet means he had a stick and he beat people up like a police and he said, Mechoykev can't take this one. The Gemara says, since Hazel Shevet, Hach and Mechoykev, the Gemara says in Bovel, Hach, the Gemara says, Hach, we in Bovel have Shevet, the Reish Galut is Shevet. And Hach and the Reish Galut is Shevet. That means that the power of Hefkebez and Hefker of the Reish Galut it's stronger than the power of Hefkebez and Hefke of the Bez and Shabbat Shabbat. What does Hefkebez and Hefke got to do with Malkin? So this passage, this Gemara, that the Rishon and all of the sons of the Hefke that day, and the Bar Avon has a long yesterday, and he says, it's first Shiva. It's noticed that Shiva Allah, Sin Allah, the same God, the Lord, the Bar and the Bar Avon, so he explains that Hefkebez and Hefke is not a prayer of Hefke. That Bez and Satan has the right to function and the authority to function as Malkin. If the government isn't taking care of all the functions that it's supposed to, then the Bez has the right to be master people's property and to act as if they are the Melech. They have the authority to function as Malkus. So basically, Hefkebez and Hefker is not a din of Bez. It's a din of Melech. But the Gemara says, I have a real Melech. The Reish Galut is a real Melech. And the Nazi has an edge right there with din plain Melech because there is no Jewish king. But the real Melech certainly has a strong power than the din plain Melech. And that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch that Zman Hazeh, even though we don't have any Malkus at all, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that we don't have any Benzin, the Gemara says we still have the power of Hefkebez and Hefker because the design to be who he is, not the authority to be market people's money, the seven members of the board of every community in Europe used to have a design to be here, have the authority to be market people's money based on Hefkebez and Hefker. What kind of Hefkebez and Hefker? These people will be on Hefker. Designed to be who he is, a businessman. They were elected officials, elected by the community, to govern the Jewish community. So how do they have the power of Hefkebez and Hefker? So the Rishonim explained, the Rishonim are the ones who said that there was a prayer of Hefkebez and Hefker, doesn't he? Bezdin with the prayer of Levin and Aser that they have. It's Bezdin functioning as Malkus, so designed to be here, other Malkus, Mamish. They put down the power of Hefkebez and Hefker. So that marker is based on this problem. We have to share it with you.
Everybody wants to know about it?
Yeah.